It's a pleasure to welcome the head coach of the Silver and Black, Jack Del Rio, to 95.7 The Game. Coach, good to catch up with you again. How's the offseason going?
JT, doing well. We're just grinding along, going over, you know, last year, what was good, what we'd need to do better, and, you know, just kind of going through the grind.
That's it. It's a grind year-round. Coach, I'm looking back at the home opener for the Raiders, your first game at home against Atlanta this past season, and what a shootout. Looking back at the stats, Derek threw for 299 yards and three touchdowns. Matt Ryan, 396, three touchdowns in that game, and Julio Jones had over 100 yards. Take us back to your memories of that game and how difficult it was to game plan for Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't think the difficulty was in the game plan. I think it was just a matter of being able to handle Julio. We had a plan to double him, and a couple of the big plays that got out on us, he actually was doubled, which obviously we've got to teach it better and execute it better. But the thought of taking the guy out is obviously something you've got to account for. He can wreck the game. You saw in the last in the championship NFC championship game, you know, how explosive he can be. He's just a super athlete, and they do a great job getting the ball to him.
Coach, you mentioned it, and everybody's talking about it down here, that Bill Belichick likes to take away the number one weapon. And you just said he could still train wreck a game if you don't execute that game plan. Do you expect Bill Belichick to try to do the same thing? Because Atlanta's had 13 different players catch touchdown passes. So if you take Julio out, there's so many other weapons that Matt Ryan can throw to.
Yeah, but Bill, you know, we'll find a way, and they'll make sure they're dialed in on it. And I would say, yeah, you can expect them to give him plenty of attention, and they're going to make somebody else beat him.
Jack Del Rio's our guest. Coach, back to the AFC Championship game with the defensive game plan of Mike Tomlin. They had more of a softer zone that didn't work out, and Edelman and Hogan got open a bunch. What did you see in that game, or just with this style of Brady this time around, without Randy Moss, but he's still finding slot receivers, and a guy like Hogan that Buffalo didn't want, a former lacrosse player, and he's putting up star numbers in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, he's a super competitive guy, and they've done a great job of utilizing his skill set and taking full advantage of it. I think, you know, when you talk about scheme, you know, a team's not going to alter who they are and what they are in a game from what they've done throughout the whole year. So, I mean, you know, going into that game, you knew Pittsburgh, you know, they play a lot of zone. I mean, that's what they do. So, you know, they like to bring heat and then play like a two-trap kind of zone and stuff like that. But that's part of what they do and who they are. You know, what got them into the championship game. You're not going to all of a sudden blow that plan up and do something completely brand new and try and chase around man-to-man all day when that's not who you are.
Jack Del Rio joins us. Coach, with a 12-4 regular season record and all the big numbers you put up offensively, can you take us behind the scenes of anything that had to do with the Bill Musgrave decision from moving on, elevating Downing, Derek Carr's comfort in this move here, and what your vision is with the offense going into next year?
Yeah, no, I really, really appreciated the efforts that Bill gave us over the last 2 years. Felt as going forward, as you know, for our staff and for us, what's best for us, the development of Todd and his work with the quarterback, that it was in our best interest to elevate Todd and let him lead it. And so, you know, that's the decision we've made. You know, the we've got a good staff. You know, we basically are hiring from within, so we can tweak our system like we normally would. We're not installing anything, brand new in terms of learning. There'll be a lot of carryover and continuity, and so we want to build on, you know, what we've done well and do it even better next year.
And your thoughts on John Pagano, how far you go back with him, the trust factor, and having another sharp guy in the room as you put these game plans to work?
Yeah, you know, when you look at it, the way we're set up, you know, got, you know, Mike Tyson, Todd Downing offensively, along with myself, you got three guys that that kind of, you know, spearhead that part, and then defensively, Pagano and Kenny and myself. You know, I feel like I've got two really strong guys in each room. I'm always involved in all three phases, but I think with John Pagano coming in, You know, you've got a great guy that when I broke in New Orleans under Mike Ditka, you know, back in 97, John was on that staff. So it was great to see him. Great to be able to get him here. He's really a great communicator, good people skills. You know, does a great job. You know, he's done a great job down there in San Diego. He's been down there for almost 15 years. And, we're really, you know, happy to have him aboard and, you know, getting that silver and black on him, and he's looking good in it. So we're excited about having him here.
Wrapping it up with Jack Del Rio. Coach, how confident are you with Ken Norton Jr. going forward and his development as a defensive coordinator?
Yeah, we're gonna do a great job with Kenny and with our group, and I feel really good about our staff. I think we have an excellent staff. You know, we've got a lot of energy, a lot of great ability to teach, and we're gonna, you know, hunker down and, you know, we're looking at things. And look, you know, when you do what we did in terms of turnovers and closing halves and, you know, and being good in crunch time and all those things, you know, that's a lot to build on. So we're a 12-4 football team that knows it has a lot of work in front of it, and yeah, we're kind of eager to get going.
Coach, how do you feel about the personal awards and the recognition you're getting in the offseason from your peers and around the league?
Well, it's a great honor to have some of those awards. Obviously, you know, to me, football is the ultimate team game. And so, you know, in getting recognized myself, you know, I look at it as you know, those outside our organization recognizing the work that we're all putting in together. You know, and it's you know, obviously it has to start somewhere. You know, and I provide a vision, but a lot of work goes into it, a lot of good men involved, you know, players and coaches, and that's a team award for me, and I'm really pleased to be able to have a couple of those.
Nicely said. Coach, last question. What is your message to the global fan base of the Raider Nation with the relocation talk, all the ups and downs? Raider fans all over want to know about this team going forward on the football field. Nothing to do with Vegas and other rumors out there on how this team goes from a 12-4 team to a Super Bowl. And I believe you're a Super Bowl contender already, but a Super Bowl contender who can win it all next year.
Yeah, for me, I mean, everybody needs to know that we're energized, that we're fired up about building on what we've started here. You know, we got started when I got here with Reggie, talked about having a unified, you know, building, and we've worked hard to have that unification. We're going to continue to grind and put in the work. You know, it's about the work and the process and the way we prepare our guys and the way they embrace the message of how we go about our process. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep grinding, keep getting better, and keep having fun. And you know, and then the energy that the Raider Nation brings is second to none. So, you know, we're grateful for that, and we're going to keep delivering. You know, that's what it's all about is win, baby, just win, baby, and that's what we need to do.
Coach, I appreciate you making time for me at the Super Bowl. I'll see you in the off season. Thank you.
Okay, you got it, JT.